Thank you, Maureen. I am Jane Pratt, one of the regular Chatterbox readers. I now have to make a special announcement. Norwich Chatterbox has appointed a new patron. She is Pam Peterson, wife of the late Stan Peterson, who was one of the founders of Chatterbox. Pam has been very active behind the Chatterbox scenes and was a volunteer with the Chatterbox team for several years, seeing the change from digital tapes to USB sticks. She has worked with the Norwich Tourist Office and has been a trustee of the Great Hospital. The Chatterbox office is in Peterson House, named after Pam's husband, and I'm delighted to welcome her to the Peterson House studio.
Well, I would like to congratulate everyone who has volunteered with Chatterbox, either in the past or at present. It doesn't seem 40 years since Stan disappeared one Thursday afternoon to help produce the first issue. He thought he would be back about 7 o'clock. 7 came, then 8, then 11. Eventually, an exhausted Stan came home in the early hours of the morning. The first issue had been sent out. Chatterbox has a great history, but very few people are aware that it has been responsible, in an odd way, for helping raising funds and the profiles of many charities in the area. When funds were being raised to start the paper, Lord and Lady Walpole kindly offered to open their home, Mannington Hall, on the first Sunday in September. The gardens of the house were open to the public, but the hall had never been open. Very quickly, a team of volunteers, including Blue Badge tourist guides who offered to be room stewards, helpers from Chatterbox, and family and friends were put together to help on the day. And now I'd like to give a short quote from a much longer article written by the late Meg Muggeridge about the day. "We had a wonderful day. The sun shone. Knowing this was going to be a one-off, as was thought at the time, Stan was sent to Dereham Police Station to have a word with the desk sergeant. The desk sergeant said, 'How many does she think you're going to get?' Stan said, 'I don't know, but you ought to know we're having it.' 'Well,' said the desk sergeant, 'I'll send a bobby on a bike.' Well, they came in their hundreds. Roads and lanes were blocked. It was fabulous. Lord and Lady Walpole were so pleased that from then on they have held an open day for a different charity on the first Sunday in September. As Meg said, it all started with us, so that made us feel proud that we were at the beginning. And by us, I know she means Chatterbox. And I would like to give a big thank you to one of your readers who not only helped that first time at Mannington Hall, but has helped virtually every year since. I won't name her. I don't want to embarrass her, but she'll know who she is. So thank you to her."